Jovsky here, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's Friday. We made it. You and I. Still standing. You know, I'll tell you, you know you have really bad timing. When you book a trip to the Caribbean on the same day that the news reports that the secrets to the Bermuda Triangle have been unlocked. Did you catch this? Apparently, it's no joke. There really is some strange weather formation that occurs in that particular area. It's between Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and Miami. And it has to do with the way in that particular area of ocean, the temperature of the water creates certain winds. And I don't like the name. They call them air bombs. That's not good. I guess it's these 170 mile an hour gusts. So think about that. That's fast. That is a lot of wind. It's more hot air than came out of that dinner last night. Oh, we're not going to talk. Everybody's talked about it. We're over it. But long story short, there really is a reason why planes are dropping out of the sky, why ships have sunk. Wasn't that long ago? That El Faro, that container ship, just went down, disappeared. Huge boat. So I have to take my chances. Well, you know, speaking of trips, have you ever gone to New York and Airbnb'd? By the way, some people don't even know what Airbnb is. It's okay. But let me get into that in a minute. So, New York, if you haven't heard, some big news out of New York, not just New York City, but New York State. Governor Cuomo just signed a bill today. It effectively shuts down Airbnb. I mean, it's over. What's Airbnb? All right, it's peer to peer. I mean, it's basically a means by which, you know, people can rent out their apartments, right? The idea is that, you know, you leave town or you've got a couch even. It started kind of as a couch sharing deal. And it hasn't been around for very long. I think it launched in 2008. And it launched, of course, like a lot of these tech companies, it launched in San Francisco, which is, it's got to be one of the most saturated hotel markets. Have you ever tried to get a hotel in San Francisco? Forget about it, right? So these guys that started it said, hey, look, you know, there's all these conventions that come into town. Prices go way up. People have couches. People have a spare room. Let them monetize that. Let them sell space in their house, in their apartment to strangers. Okay. And they can get a little bit of money back because God knows they're paying insane gobs amounts of money on rent. And lo and behold, of course, this thing was really popular because people didn't want to spend $500 a night for a hotel room. They could, for a very reasonable amount of money, you know, buy a night or two on someone's couch. Or if that person was out of town, their apartment was empty. You know, what better way of getting a little bit toward your rent, right? You just put your apartment up. And so the people that own the apartments, they're called hosts. The people that are guests are called guests. And it works great for a lot of people. But the government hates it. And I always, you know, the mantra of this program, if you listen, is I believe so strongly that you know, the government should, most of the stuff that government is involved in regulating, they shouldn't be. Okay? You know, if the only time the government really should be involved is if what you're doing is affecting somebody else. And that's where one of the arguments, of course, with this Airbnb thing is that it's affecting, you know, it's affecting other people. You know, it's the typical class arguments about this. And doesn't it kind of, I mean, look, when you own your own property, when you own your own home, isn't there something just fundamentally, I mean, don't you think that you own your own house, you should be able to do with it what you want? I mean, there you do have that sense, don't you? By the way, you know what they're fining people for in New York? This is crazy. Up to $7,500. Think about this. That's insane. So if people violate the law, meaning they put their apartment up for rent on Airbnb, they're going to get fined $7,500. So you basically, the government is coming and telling you, yeah, you own your apartment, and gosh knows if you live in New York City, okay, you are paying insane amount of money, not just for your mortgage or your rent, but you're also, if you own the place, you're paying property taxes up the yin yang. So the government not only is coming along and taxing you to death, but then they're giving you a second foot up the rear end if you dare be a little bit entrepreneurial and make some money on the weekends when you're out of town. By the way, I bet the number of people that are using Airbnb is staggering. Staggering. And it's been on the rise. Now, well, yeah, so what's the, yeah, so why is the government opposing it? It seems pretty reasonable, right? I mean, you got a place, you're not there, or you are there, but you've got a free room, and you're going to rent it out for some money. Well, the argument, I'll tell you first what they're saying, okay? And then I'm going to translate it for you. Because I speak liberal. I'll translate this gibberish for you, lickety-split. Some moron senator from, she's a Manhattan Democrat. You can only imagine what a foul human being this is. Her name is Liz Krueger. Today is a great day for tenants, seniors, and anyone who values the safe and quiet enjoyment of their homes and neighborhoods. Ms. Krueger announced upon Governor Andrew Cuomo signing the bill. That's Cuomo, by the way, brother of Chris Cuomo. Mr. The First Amendment doesn't cover hate speech. You remember that moron? Works over at CNN, our favorite news agency. So anyway, this is what they're saying. It's a great day for tenants, seniors, and anyone who values. Okay, so what their argument against Airbnb is that it takes away housing from the poor. Right? You hear this is a common refrain. And this is how this whole thing, this Airbnb thing, how it ties into this campaign too. A lot of the issues that are being talked about. Because what do Democrats want to do? What do they say they want to do? They want to help the poor. Every time a Democrat wants to help the poor, they screw the poor so bad. I mean, it's terrible. We've talked about the minimum wage. We've talked about taxation. This is another example. Housing. Every time liberals get involved in housing, I mean, it goes to hell in a handbasket. Let me give you one example of it. Rent control. Sounds great. Let's help the poor. Rent control. Now, the marketplace regulates demand. It regulates demand. Okay? If you allow for rents to go onto the market, if you allow every owner of a property to rent his or her property based on what the market will bear, the market will regulate that rent. It is just like the law of physics. In my studio right here, I have a pen. Observe. Robbie, you can see this. I'm going to let go of this pen. What's going to happen to it? Yep, it just fell. Exactly. Just like physics, that is exactly how the economy works. You can't BS it. That is how the economy works. Now, what do you do when you rent control? You remove a bunch of apartments from that market. So now you've got soaring prices. And by the way, what happens to the cost of those services, property taxes, everything? Everything keeps going up for the homeowner, but they're only allowed to charge some minimum rate, right? So now they can't fix the building, they can't improve it, and you have slums. And now, lo and behold, poor people are living horribly. And what do the politicians say? Oh, those evil slumlords, those horrible people, those capitalist pigs, whatever it is. And the narrative continues. Pure total demagoguery. Enter BNB, Airbnb. I almost feel bad for these guys because the people that started the company are total liberals, right? They're just these enthusiasts. They're these young guys. They probably have hope and chain stickers, you know, littering their apartments. There's San Francisco guys, okay? So they're, you know, and now they come along and they're going to be idealistic and they're starting this company. And it's great. And they're getting screwed by the liberals. Because the liberals have come in and said, hey, you know what you're doing? You're just taking inventory away from the poor. You are taking housing away. And you've got people that, there's a guy that wrote some blog post about this, some you know, journal, fakey journalist, and he went into Oakland and he explains how he wanted to have an authentic experience. And instead of the authentic share a couch, share a room in somebody's house experience, he ended up getting met by the host. And his host, it turns out, was operating a number of units for profit. And the whole rest of the article was condemning this, by the way, he said, oh, he was a black guy, you know, and he would, you know, we made this big deal about it in the article. And he said, this guy's operating at units for profit. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait a minute. Does he own the unit? Yes. Does he own the other unit that he's renting out? Yes. So tell me now, forget the law for a minute. How is this unethical? And well, you listen to the program, so you know this nonsense, right? Of course, it's not unethical. But the point that this excellent representative of liberal moronic thinking was explaining this, he says, look, now these are units that are sitting empty. You know, they're, you know, I mean, yeah, you've got visitors coming in, you know, here and there, but these are units that should go to the poor. These are units that should be made available on the market and, you know, at reduced rents. It's okay. That's the argument. And so there it is. Now, is that really what the politicians want here? No. What's really going on, I always tell you this great scoop, is that the politicians are bought and paid for by massive unions who are and special interest groups from the hotels. There's a two-pronged attack that is coming from the anti-Airbnb crowd. One, you've got all the unions that represent the hotel workers. And in New York, this is a huge lobby. It's a huge lobby. And they are putting the screws to Governor Cuomo, and then de Blasio back in November. I mean, he made a big push to exist the previous laws. He put $10 million towards enforcement. And he did it, by the way, he did it right after, and I mean right after, he got a sizable donation to his One New York. Now, the charity's completely defunct. I mean, and it's getting investigated by the New York Attorney General. And Preet Bharara, who's the U.S. attorney, he may end up going to jail over it. But the point being, it all comes back to pressure from that union dropped a bunch of cash on the mayor's doorstep. I mean, it's bribery, right? It's the kind of influence peddling don't we hate this? I mean, isn't this a lot? This is where the anger, right? The Trump wave is fueled by this kind of obvious influence peddling. And the other group, of course, are the fat cat, you know, are the fat cat hotels. You know, they don't like this. They really don't like this. Why? Because it's taking business away from them. Or is it? You know, I think there are certain people that prefer to go to hotels, and there's certain people that really like this. I mean, I'll tell you, there are people I know that love Airbnb, that love to do it. But this issue, like producer Robbie, he just pointed to himself. But I'll tell you, this Airbnb issue explains exactly the kind of winds that are not the Bermuda Triangle winds, but exactly the kind of opposition that is pushing Trump off to the side. Because you see the unification of two groups. The people fighting Airbnb It's not just the unions. It's the unions and, you know, the fat cat business people. They're strange bedfellows, but they both want to regulate. They both want their influence to be heard in Washington. And these are the kinds of political players, one on the left, the other on the right, that love and cherish the status quo. Hear me on this. They do not want to see a changed Washington. In no way, no how. So what? Yeah, that's right. They don't want a president in Washington who isn't owned by anybody, who doesn't owe anybody anything. They don't like that. They like guys like Cuomo. They like guys like de Blasio. They like guys like Paul Ryan, people that can be bought. All right. When we come back, tell me if you like this. Do you Airbnb? What are your experiences? You want to see it stay? 800-222-5222. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Any drug that would make me eat a Taco Bell, I don't want any part of. Like, I don't want any part of that.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC, and we're talking about Airbnb and all the legislation that is just swirling around, and the libs are hot to outlaw it, as they've just done effectively in New York City. So we're gonna go to the phones. And if you've got some thoughts on this, please call 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. And John from Long Beach, what do you think about this? Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to ask you my question. To take housing away from the poor is to take a low-income apartment complex, tear it down, build up a high rise where the units cost between $2,000 to $6,000 a month. That's taking housing away from the poor. But Airbnb, for what I know, is just a temporary way of getting room for the night. And the lowest I've ever seen anything on Airbnb go for was $50. Now, if you take Orange County's apartments, you can't find anything, even a studio, that's less than $1,000 a month. And if you pay $33 a night for an apartment, that equals to about $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So how is Airbnb's existence taking housing from the poor?
Well, I mean, obviously it's not. But you bring up an interesting point about the expense of it. You know, the average cost a night is $80. That's the average. And the other thing that's interesting is that, because the idea, if the concern is that it's taking inventory off the market, if it's like taking apartments that should be let out on a month-to-month basis to people that need it, you know that only 15% of hosts list more than one property. So that means that a big majority of the hosts are listing only one property, which typically means that they're just listing their own place, or they have, they've got one spare unit that they're, but these are not people that are engaged in commercial letting of property. But the whole premise of what you're saying, look, I'll tell you, it's, I believe that the marketplace sets a fair price, and that I always say this with healthcare, right? If we actually were to pay for health care instead of having a health insurer involved, if we actually paid for it, no surgery would cost $100,000 because no one has $100,000. It just doesn't exist. The world is made up mostly of average income people. That's where the word average comes in, right? So if you only had properties, if a city Look, if you had a city and they only built housing that was $8,000 a month, then nobody would buy. The marketplace couldn't sustain that unless that particular area could. In which case, and I hate to say this, and it sounds terrible, and it's very politically incorrect, which is what this show's all about. Maybe poor people can't live in that city and they have to live in a different city, in a different place. And that is how it works. I mean, what are you going to do? Give people Apple computers and give them iPhones because everybody deserves an iPhone and you have to have low-income iPhones versus, the argument it devolves from there. So, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, in spite of all this, prior to Airbnb's existence, we had Craigslist, and before that we had the personal ads where people were renting a room out in their house. They've been doing this for years. I don't see how that's any different than Airbnb. Airbnb just exists in a more organized,
That's exactly right. So, I mean, and I have to run, but you made an excellent point. Whenever something is successful in America, whenever something's successful, it gets attacked. I mean, that's what it really is. And this is the Airbnb is such a it's been such a great success that it's getting the attention of the politicians. The politicians see that they and the special interests involved are attacking it. And so here we go. That's where we're at. All right. When we come back, I've got more calls. Please stay on the line. We've got some great calls queued up. So please hang in there. And I also, you know what? They asked Americans who they would rather host, Hillary or Trump. And I think the results might surprise you. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Back after this.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say this was their finest hour.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Sam Rejofsky here, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. Got an email from a listener. David writes, Sam, you're doing an awesome job. Keep it up. I love listening to you and what you have to say because everything in Washington is corrupt. It's no different than Rome 2,000 years ago. There we have it. I wonder who he's voting for. Hey, so speaking of Airbnb and who you'd vote for, but who you'd want to have stay in your place. So I guess who you'd want as a guest. During the primaries, they did a poll on this. Airbnb commissioned the poll. And you know what? I'm kind of surprised. Hillary got 24%. And Trump and Sanders, because that was back when the primary, Sanders was still in the race, they tied at 20%. That's right. Now, of course, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, 8%. I mean, who can you imagine, especially if you were sharing a room, Can you imagine having John Kasich in there just talking I would want to shoot myself. Cruz is worse. Yeah, I know. He'd want to pray over dinner, and it would just get really awkward because he'd do it in that sing-songy voice. Oh, my gosh. Ah, nails on a chalkboard. So anyway, there we have it. Oh, but do you know what's interesting? I'll tell you what's interesting. Liberals. I got it wrong. Liberals would have preferred Trump. That was an interesting thing. And conservatives would have preferred, they broke it down by categories. They would have preferred Hillary Clinton's fridge to Trump's. I guess that's because I guess a lot of conservatives prefer fine dining over KFC, and Whoppers just don't taste very good the next day straight out of the fridge. So there you have it. All right. Well, hey, let's get to the phones. If you want to talk about this this Airbnb thing, and what you know, should the government interfere? I mean, is this something that the government ought to regulate? And if so, to what extent? Should they outlaw it entirely like they did in New York? 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. And, yeah, Chris. Let's talk to Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So conservatives would prefer Hillary because they know that Trump would probably stiff them. But I'm a conservative, so I can totally agree with that last one. But anyway... yeah, I own a house, and I also have a place, a second house, and I do VRBO, and I have a house, and I do Airbnb. And I could tell you without fear of contradiction that it is a completely different product type and a completely different user that rents those places. The people that are doing VRBO and doing Airbnb are not traditional hotel users. It's a totally different product, and all it is a grab for taxes. First of all, this is the place we have a VRBO. The city couldn't care less, but we're basically the hotels forced them to start charging taxes so that they might equalize in terms of the rental rate per month per night. But it really is a totally
and what you're talking
product.
About, and a lot of people don't realize this because people just pay their hotel bill at the end. You know, they just sign it and walk away. You realize how much we pay in hotel taxes? You know, you got the room rate, whatever, $150, and then there's all these local and there's all these taxes at the end of it, and so what you're saying is the argument is that the hotels, they have to charge that makes their rate go up, and now the the people that are renting these units, they're just very different from your hotel crowd. Is that what you're saying, Chris?
We happen to have a big house, and we're empty nesters, and we just put it on there, and it's like it's just cool people that are coming to town and just want a place to flop and don't need all the extra stuff. I'm going to Michigan next week for the Michigan State game, and I would never have considered doing a hotel room just because I just needed a place. I'm going to visit, you know, my kid, and we're going to go to the game. And I found a great Airbnb, and it's just so simple and so easy, and there's just not all the BS, and I have a very simple need. Now, if I wanted to meet for business, and I wanted to take my wife, and I needed a spa and all that stuff, then maybe the Marriott Detroit, I don't know if that even exists, but that might be the option. But for what I wanted, it's a different product type, and I just don't understand. It's basically a private person saying, I got an extra room, I'm going to make a little extra dough on it. It's ridiculous that there's all this legislation and this extra stuff. It's just
Let me ask you this. How does it, and I'm going to have to run in a second, but how does this affect you? Now, government comes in and says you can't Airbnb your place. For you, what does it do to you?
That's happening, and then basically it becomes an underground situation because
you're not going to change your behavior, right?
Listening to said the same thing, which is it has existed. This has existed, and this is just a more organized, internet-based way of renting. People have been renting rooms out for 100 years, and all it is a more organized way to doing it. It's actually more transparent and a little bit more probably safe, but that's about the only difference. It'll still happen, and the money grab on taxes and for both VRBO and Airbnb it'll go away because people just say, screw it. I'm still going to rent my rooms out, and there'll be word of mouth or whatever the case may be.
Yep. I totally agree with you. Chris, I got to go. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. All right. Well, there it is. If you use it regularly, or if you are actually a host and have, maybe you've got multiple properties, I don't know, or just one or a bed, call me. I want to talk to you. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC, back after this.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
So what happens when someone invites you to the Claim Jumper? Now, I don't want to pick on the Claim Jumper or anything, but really pretty much every plate there is family size. If you go to Claim Jumper and order a country fried steak and eat it entirely yourself, You have a problem.
Call us now to get on air. 800-222-5222.
Sam Rudofsky here. I just saw this story about a British guy who apparently was charged with child abuse after he farted in a kid's face. Has anyone farted in your face lately? If so, you probably should sue him. I'm just saying, you know, you'd call James Bergner, of course. You know, I mean, that's harmful. It's offensive. It's definitely negligent. At any rate, look, if you've had any kind of injury, but preferably a legitimate one, please. If any kind of injury, accident has befallen you or a loved one, what you need to do is make sure you've got someone in your corner that knows how to fight and is going to fight for you and your rights. All right, and who do we go? Who do we call? It's easy. Sweet James Bergner, the attorney that we trust here on the program. He's going to fight for you, make sure that you get what's fair. Don't talk to the insurance company. Don't try to talk to the guy that just farted at you. You know, don't do any of that. Just call Sweet James and make sure that you get the representation that you deserve and need. All right, how do you reach him? It's easy. 1-800-222. Oh, I'm getting it all confused now. I'm getting 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. Or visit sweetjames.com. There we go. Sam Rudofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. And we're talking about Airbnb and just New York. And politicians all over the country are looking to put it out of business. And so many Americans are using it. The numbers are staggering in just a very short amount of time. Just 8 years. Okay, that's not very long. Just one Obama presidency. Never mind, that's very long. Too long. Almost 500,000 unique listings. You know, and it started as just this place where you could, you know, rent out your couch or rent out a spare room. Now people are putting castles, mansions, big apartments. Yeah, you can, private island. They even have a private island on there. So yeah, you got to get on that quick. I don't know what governments are going to say about private island. Like if you can't rent out your private island because it's competing with other people that are commercially renting out their private islands. I don't know how that works. But you know what? Most of these listings are no longer couches and spare rooms. About 60%, so more than half, big majority, are entire homes or apartments. And I'll tell you, there's always two sides to every argument. The one side of this that I sympathize with, I think that the whole argument that you're taking away units from poor people is just absurd. But the part of the argument that I can understand is where Chris said it. He said that the people that rent out Airbnb they're different people than the people that go to hotels. And I agree with him. But I also think that, you know, that when you buy a house in a neighborhood, you really want the neighbor to be quiet and to be chill. You know, nobody wants to hear loud parties. I didn't Airbnb actually last year, but I did rent a house. So I did exactly what Airbnb does. I rented a house instead of staying at a hotel when I took the family to Hawaii. And, you know, we show up, we check in, and the first thing that our host, the realtor that's renting the place out, says to us is, oh my gosh, I'm so glad, a family. You know, the last people that were here, I mean, they were loud, they threw parties, the police had to come out, the neighbors are mad. And I could get that. I might not want an Airbnb in my neighborhood. But do you know who I want worrying about that? The Homeowners Association. Okay? If you want to live in a quiet, regulated, safe, Irvine-like neighborhood, I'm not putting Irvine down, I live there, but, you know, that kind of, you know, sterile nonsense. If you want that, then move to Irvine. Buy in a nice community that has a homeowners association and let them regulate it. Because nobody's, listen, this is the all the every time these politicians speak about what they want to do, oh, we want to help seniors, we want to help poor people, we want to help, help, help. All they're doing, it's all lies. They really want is to keep taking money from the hotel industry and from the unions, and they want their taxes collected from the hotels and from the unions and their dues and all that. It's just one giant, I scratch your back, you scratch mine, right? And besides, you know, I mean, the marketplace always wins. The marketplace will figure a way out around this. Just like Chris said, if the city outlaws it, if the state outlaws it, it's just going to go underground. And he's going to keep doing it. It's just going to continue, but underground. All right, we'll be back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. The oil
down the desert way. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight is Sam Rogowski. Now, what Sam is the leading word in correct thinking, as opposed to Ed, which is drunk thinking. And that's usually where the left ends up, on the wrong side of right.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski here, Sam Nation on Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Here we are, almost 8 o'clock, almost ready for the weekend. Who's excited? Yes, I am. It's been a long week. Hey, you know what? This Airbnb thing, we're talking about how New York just basically wiped Airbnb off the map with legislation just saying you can't do it. Huge fines, up to $7,000 per posting. You don't need, not even if you engage in the activity, but just merely posting your own private property online for rent for short periods. Boom. $7,000. Doesn't this remind you of the war against Uber? Does it remind you of that? Why is it that every time there is a company that is successful, it's successful, by the way, because it's delivering a service that people want, okay? Why is it that the government wants to just screw it all up and erase it? It's because, I tell you, it's a refrain of this program. Politicians are corrupt. Corruption always favors the status quo because the forces of change eventually will move to favor companies like Uber and companies like Airbnb because the marketplace always will win, even in spite of huge opposition. And let me tell you, by the way, when you hear these political, you know, buttholes talking about how, you know, they're, it's Airbnb that's killing seniors and oh, poor people don't have apartments. Oh, it's all because of Airbnb. Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know, in New York, right, we're talking about New York. You know that 50% of the construction price of a condo, like when they build a condo high rise, 50% of the cost of it goes to taxes, regulations, meeting bureaucratic standards, okay? 50%. You know when Trump talks about, hey, we're going to stimulate the economy by getting rid of some unnecessary regulations? This is exactly what he's talking about. You don't have to, I know he says a lot of ridiculous things too, but he's spot on here because he's seen it up close and personal. He knows what it's like in New York City. And it's insanity. You, the average condo owner in Manhattan, let's say you've bought and paid for in cash your condo, your average regulations, just regulations, not property taxes, $5,500 a year, just on city regulations, cost of you just owning a unit. That is absurd. And you know, by the way, not to pick on Chris, you caller earlier, but you know when Chris said that he understands how it's obvious that Airbnb did that study, you know, where they found that voters would prefer to host Hillary Clinton rather than Donald Trump, because Chris said it because Donald Trump would stiff them. They know that nonsense. These people are so stupid that voted, that wanted Hillary. She'd steal their furniture. That, don't you? Yeah, she'd steal. Did you see that article, how it came out? They she stole a bunch of furniture and lamps from the State Department. And by the way, if you've got a short memory, you'll remember that she and Bill did the same thing when they left the White House. They took almost $100,000 worth of furniture, had to pay a bunch of money back and return it. So let me tell you, I don't think you want Hillary in your Airbnb. And that is the word. Okay, guys, see you here next week. We'll be back on Monday, 7 p.m. I'm off to my son's football game. Yes, got to peel out of here. It's important. All right, see you here Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm going to miss you. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
One stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.